The U of A Poetry Center celebrated its 50th anniversary in November of 2010, with former U.S. Poet Laureate Billy Collins speaking as the guest of honor. During an interview recorded at that time for Arizona Spotlight, Billy Collins shared his view of the Poetry Center's importance.
My original appearance there was in the old Clabbered House where the Poetry Center had its origins, the place where I believe Robert Frost came to be their inaugural speaker or guest, and I was very happy to watch the center grow architecturally and in other ways, and the result is this rather amazing building, chock full of poetry and people interested in poetry. I can claim that it is the largest and certainly the most magnificent freestanding building in America devoted exclusively to poetry.
What Billy Collins referred to is the Helen S. Schaefer Building, a unique 17,500-square-foot facility on the U of A campus designed by architect Les Wallach. As Gail Brown, the Poetry Center's current executive director, announces her decision to leave, I ask her to reflect on her memories of that building's dedication.
Opening this new building in 2007 in some ways felt miraculous. We had been working on finding a permanent home for the Poetry Center for a very long time. In fact, since we left our buildings on Highland Avenue in 1989, there had been this hope and dream that had carried on for decades that we would finally have a permanent home for this collection of poetry, which had well outgrown the space that we had for it. So to have finally realized that dream that had been held by so many people for so long was really an extraordinary moment. You know, we're only one of three buildings like this in the country for the celebration and study of poetry, right here in Tucson. The others are in New York and in Chicago. So that's an amazing accomplishment.
Now, almost 5 years after the opening of the Helen S. Schaefer Building, Gail Brown says her decision to step down is based on a sense of accomplishment, not frustration, with what she has worked to achieve over the last 10 years.
I was hired in 2002 to help build this building. We were in the process of selecting an architect and raising the money to be able to create this facility. And I was also hired to create an organization that had the capacity to offer the programs that we do offer now in this space. And I really feel that I've achieved those goals. I've done what I was hired to do. I feel good about my work here. And I also know that the Poetry Center is in a really good place. We're a strong organization. We offer just amazing resources to this community and beyond, to the nation. So now feels like really the best time for me to step aside and allow some new leadership, you know, new ideas, a new energy, and I'm going to be right here to help in any way that I can.
While the impact of multiple budget cuts has been felt throughout the university system, Gail Brown stresses the support that the Poetry Center receives from members of the community is key in bridging that gap.
Funding for the arts and humanities is always difficult. There is so much need in this world. And yet the programs that we offer and the kind of quality of life that we provide through those programs is also important. You know, like everyone else, we've been affected by budget cuts that the university has sustained in this last decade. And we've been really fortunate that our community of supporters, of friends of the Poetry Center and this new Walt Whitman Circle that we've been able to launch this last year have really stepped up and allowed us to continue to offer the programming that we said we would in this new building.
Although she doesn't have a new job lined up yet, Gail Brown's personal dedication to working in the arts remains strong.
I have always been not only an advocate for the arts, but a consumer of the arts. And to be able to come here and work at the Poetry Center, poetry has always been my first love, the art form that I care about the most deeply. To be able to come here and apply my knowledge and my skills and my passion for the arts in general has been just a real gift to me. And I'm sure I will continue to do it for many years to come.
The search for the Poetry Center's new executive director will begin in October. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Mark McLemore.